I, like Kristen, tried to go through the system and found nothing but redundancy in the questions that were asked and the levels that you had to go through. And finally, I was told that that someone would call me back. As of yet, I think this is because it's mostly the calls that you're going, the call that you're making is to a central location that deals with the 4 or 5 Midwest states. And I'm still waiting for a call back to let me know what I should do. So I appreciate what they have to work with, the different health organizations and what they're trying to pull together. So I personally would just like to thank them for their efforts and ask them to continue on behalf of the entire city.
Well, Courtney's not here. I'll pass it on. But I was on a call for 4 hours on Saturday with 298 people, and it was 298 people who were just searching for a direction on how to get things done, and it is impossible. So, anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. Did we do an ordinance to amend 2398 for general fund appropriation? No, we did not do this. $77,630 for salt appropriations. Is there a motion to adopt this?
So moved.
Second.
$77,000 in salt.
Mr. Mayor.
Page 211. Mr. Rotzenberg.
I would just want the Common Council to appreciate that the request from the engineering department exceeded the available contingency that's in the city right now. And so this amendment was drafted to use up all of the remaining contingency in the general fund. So for the balance of 2020, there would not be any available contingency for any other expenditures that come in without further budget amendment to free up restricted contingency.
Seems to me there was a guy in the middle chair early in January when somebody came with a whole bunch of contingencies that said, wait a minute, let's not do this so fast. Guy with glasses, a mustache, and bald head. But anyway.
Good looking guy.
Who weighed a lot. Two of us. All right, so pleasure to council. Glenn, can we buy this later?
No, we have to place an order within the next.
When are we going to have to pay for this?
December.
December, and we can hold some over to January, right? I believe so.
No.
Okay.
So we're committing the funds?
Yes.
Committing the funds, not releasing them?
Correct.
Alderman Dendron.
The price has not been set yet.
Correct. The price, and so we're guessing at $77, and our sources are usually pretty good at guessing that for us.
But, in light of what's happened with the economy?
It could be even higher. Yeah.
Could be higher.
Could be higher.
So we place an order for tons, and we're committing to that order, whatever the price may be when the state delivers it.
Well, hopefully we'll get lucky.
Alderman Nelson. Action on this item.
Yeah, motion to direct staff to participate in the contract to purchase the.
What are we on, 16?
Do you 15? Need a motion, don't you?
Paul, we're on 15 or 16?
We're on 15.
Yeah, what's the motion?
Are we on 16?
Wait a minute, hold on.
We're on 15.
Oh, we're on 15?
Yeah.
15. We got a vote.
I thought we did.
We voted no.
Okay.
No.
We already made that motion.
This is the one I wanted us to vote on. Okay. I'm sorry, folks on the phone, we did not vote on G14.
15.
That's what I was on. I was on 15. $77.
We started talking about 16.
Then we started talking about 16.
Salt appropriation.
Then you talked about good-looking guys.
Salt appropriation.
Yeah, exactly.
So okay. 15 the vote.
Yeah. This is a vote on G15, page 211. That's where I was.
Balding men with glasses we started talking about.
You're screwing me up. I was correct. All right, folks on the phone, 211, item G15. Appropriation of $77,630 for salt.
Roll call.
Please. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Now, to the item I was never on, G16, which is to participate in the contract for purchase of 2,750 tons of salt. Mr. City Engineer.
So, long story short, we had a very tough winter as far as salt usage went. The kinds of storms we had, it just the way they drug on, and a lot more ice than the fluffy white snow caused us to use a lot of salt. So, making the change based on the actual approved amount, instead of 2,750 tons, based on $77 a ton, it would be 2,735 tons, 2,735.
Alderman Dandrea.
Do we have the space to store this, or do we leave it at the island? And
no, we do have. We have the new barn, and we're still using the old barn also. Okay. 7,300 tons is our capacity.
Is there a motion regarding
this? Is this budgeted?
We have $133,000 budgeted, and you just passed a budget amendment to enable us to purchase the rest.
Okay. I'll make the motion to direct staff to participate in the state contract.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Barber on the phone. All those in favor, Madam Clerk, let's do the roll call just because it's...
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Request from the mayor. Glenn, we used to get a chart of how we compared in salt usage to the other communities.
I provided that 2 years ago, and yeah, we were way down on the list compared to everybody else.
Can you do that again for us, please?
I can try, yes.
Thank you. G17, page 217, an ordinance to amend the municipal
code. Mayor, can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yes, sir, Alderman Mayor.
On that report, I remember Glenn did a very good job on it. I just want to make sure that it is apples to apples as far as road miles from community to community.
What my analysis did is I think I had, I want to say, like 20 years worth of data, salt usage. And so I averaged that out for all the communities, and then I divided by the current road mileage because it's hard to tell when they added roads. And that's how I came up with the salt per road mile. So we are one of the largest purchasers of salt, but when you consider the amount of roads that we have, where it's actually very small.
Got it, thanks.
Okay. G17, to amend the Quarry Monitoring Committee procedures and membership.
So moved.
This is G17, 217.
Is it to adopt the code?
There's two action items here, Alderman Barber.
Yes, I move to change the ordinance as well as the rules and procedures, administrative rules and procedures.
I'll second it.
Can I?
Alderman Taylor.
Can I ask a question of the maker of the motion? What is the purpose of this, and is it trying to solve a problem? I mean, can you just explain to me why I should vote for this?
Because there's a group of citizens that are affected by this, by the quarry operations, and they have requested some input. So I figure their input is valid and to a certain extent, and I'd like to hear what their thoughts are. And I'd like to have their representation, or feel that they have representation in terms of having a voice in what goes on within our monitoring process.
So, to further the question, why are they not allowed to attend meetings and voice their input at these meetings?
Currently, yes, but they're limited to the time frame of 3 minutes, and I just wanted to make that a better process so that they could feel free to talk and be part of allowing more input that they would like to give us.
And so, but here's the thing. There's a flaw in this. You're talking about individuals that only get 3 minutes, individuals with an S, yet only one person is going to be added to this committee. And so they now get to talk unlimited, but what about the other individuals? I just don't know if this really solves, from my perspective, solves the problem. If, you know, why wouldn't you, yeah, I don't know if I want to just open up to nonstop talking from the public, but I just am trying to figure out how this really even solves that, because now you're going to add one more person. They're not even a voting member, which I'm fine with that, but how does that help? If there's 10 people, now you're going to put one person, and mayor has to appoint, common council has to, you know, adopt. I don't know. I just don't see how this, adding one person and yet everybody only gets 3 minutes, are you really solving for anything?
Well, my thought would be that when this came up a few months ago and it came before council, we had many people coming to talk to us and share their opinions. And I thought this was a way that, rather than have that always coming before the council, I thought that the quarry monitoring committee could start to deal with those issues and sort them out and work with that and as part of maybe a future presentation to the council, rather than having it be part of every meeting that anytime there's an agenda item, it comes forward. If there's a joint effort or things make sense to move things forward, it could come through the quarry monitoring committee.
Alderman Nelson.
I'm simply requesting.
When you get a chance, I just want to make sure that I'm here.
Okay.
As the chair of the committee to make a comment.
That is exactly my point, Alderman Wilhelm. I was going to ask what your take is on this.
Well, I'll just give you a quick point here. This is the first time I've heard of a committee using the 3 minute rule, but Alderman Wilhelm.
I think they're talking about citizen comment period.
Same thing. Anyway, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, at some point we had a lot of people and we couldn't get through a meeting, so we did have a policy. However, as the chair, I have always let people speak more than once, and I don't think there's anyone that's ever been able to not get out what they have to say. I guess I'm not going to object to Alderman Barber's, you know, he's kind of ran with this. This has been something that he's wanted. I don't have any strong objections, but I just wanted to say that the not having a voting member doesn't really solve the quorum issue. And it's a recommending body, so having a voting member would serve two purposes. It would help with the quorum, and the voting member would just be part of a recommending body that goes to the council. So it doesn't, hurt the issue by having another person voting. I think it's going to be difficult for someone to even want that seat if they're going to sit up there and then they don't get to vote at the end. I know that, you know, might be a little bit of an issue for someone who wants to be there, but I think the biggest issue we have is if we don't put a member on there that is actually a voting member, whether it's the mayor's seat that he has not filled or putting this person in as a voting member, it's very difficult for us to have quorums. If we have, you know, one person or something drop out, it's really hard for us to have a quorum to hold a meeting. So if whether it's this person, they should be, in my opinion, a voting person, or the mayor should appoint the person that he's held off for, I think, a couple of years now, appointing. Both of those would probably solve it, but if this is the desire that Alderman Barber would like to go, I'm not going to vote against it.
Barber made a motion.
Yes. Alderman Barber.
Motion is on the floor.
Seconded by Alderman Mayer.
Okay. It's a motion on the floor with a second. Any other discussion? Alderman Dandrea.
My question is, it's asking for two motions, and he approved the second.
No, he made both.
Did he motion both of them?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, what they want to do is they want to impose a three-minute rule on public comment.
Alderman Wilhelm.
The three-minute rule doesn't.
Well, Alderman Barber, it's Alderman Wilhelm. It's Alderman Wilhelm has the floor.
No, there's no three-minute rule. That's the current thing that we're allowed to do if we get, like, a whole room full of people and we're trying to get through a meeting in an evening. If there's an item on the agenda that says that we're allowed to do that. There's no restrictions on letting the people speak. I don't do that unless there's someone who's going on for, you know, 10 straight minutes and won't give up the microphone, which has happened once.
It's never happened here.
There's no restrictions.
Alderman Barber.
The three-minute rule was just, if you will, a metaphor to allowing for a freer discussion, and that was my concern. I'd like to have those people feel that they can participate and be part of a discussion without having to worry about going through the procedure of getting up and having a microphone. I'm trying to facilitate a dialogue and more exchange so that we can look at all the options. That's my only reason for facilitating this whole process.
So who's adding the non-voting member? Is that the committee just going to add, or the mayor is going to appoint, or the council? This is going to go through its natural protocol of the mayor and then the council approving it? I see where Alderman Taylor is going. Why are we doing this? Let's just to get to a quorum? How can you call a quorum when you don't have a voting member that you want to add?
Huge point.
I think turn to page 218, item B on the page says, non-voting member shall be selected by the committee.
That's right, too. So, you know what? There's a motion. Okay, let's vote. I call a vote. Let's go.
Well, okay. Alderman Dander has called the question. Is there a second?
Second.
Question. I'm sorry, Alderman. The question's been called. On the question being called, all those in favor? On the question being called, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The question has been called. On the question, both motions, all those in favor? Any opposed?
Roll call.
All right, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Alderman Dandria.
I was trying to finish it off.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Was it 3-2?
4-2.
4-2. Motion carries. Motion carries. Move on to item G18. That'll be an interesting appointment. Have fun with that, folks. G18.
Wow.
Modify employee handbook section to modify clothing allowance from $250 to $350 for sewer, DPW sewer and water.
So this is was intended to go to the personnel committee last night. It was in 2003, last time this was raised. Their Carhartts and Red Wings and Levi's take a lot more abuse than clothes in our closets. And so employees have been asking for this for several years to increase it. Talking with the supervisors and what's appropriate, we'd like to raise it from $250 to $350.
This is money in the budget?
Yes.
So move. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. We move on to...
No, you can say... Let you go first. I'll finish this one. Or no. Yeah, I'll be last the next two meetings. That's fine.
Okay. We'll move on to vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of March 12, 2020, the amount of $2,686,317.58 and payroll
big time.
Dated March 13, 2020, the amount of $387,407.03 and payments of the various payroll deductions, the amount of 209,000 $468.32 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated March 27th, 2020, estimated at $384,000, payments of various payroll deductions estimated at $423,000, and city matching payments and property tax refund reimbursements with an ending date of March 12th, the amount of $5,566.64, and approval of release payment to Knight Bearing, the amount of $166,662.74, and approval of release payment to Knight Bearing in the amount of $1,788,986.11, and approval of release payment to Seltzer Orange in the amount of $168,965.40, and approval of release payment to Geographical Marketing Associates in the amount of $10,346.04, and approval of release payment to Chicago Title in the amount of $248,243.89, and approval of release library vouchers upon approval of the library board not to exceed $15,000.
Motion to approve.
So
moved. We'll give the second to Barber. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Alderman Taylor.
All right, we have Asian Bistro LLC, DBE, Sweet Basil. Sweet Basil, that's what they're going to be called. Approved pending inspection. Evans hold for appearance. The next three are approved, meeting closed at 6:07.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to
so
adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.